Welcome to Built Brave. Driven women sharing their stories to show others what is possible for them. Because we were all born brave. I'm your host, Lo Wentworth, and this is Built Brave. Are you ready? All right, let's get into it today, guys. So I want to talk about confidence. And how do you build confidence? How do you have perceived confidence? How do you get confident in who you are, what you believe and value, especially when you've entered the no man's land of what the heck do I do with my life? A lot of people call this the quarter life crisis. I call this who the F am I? I have no idea. Things changed. You did the cookie cutter, check the box off, and now I don't even know what I want to do. If I went to school for what I want to do, do I want to live here? What do I do? The world is our oyster, but what direction do I go in? It creates a lot of confusion, especially when things in your life don't necessarily go your way. And the plan you originally had, blew up in your face. So how do you even have confidence during that time when you're not even confident in who you are? Well, when you're in the no man's land, I like to call it, feeling stuck about which direction to go, what decisions to make, you have so many decisions, it can get quite overwhelming. And everyone's out there telling you create a vision board, create mantras, write out your five-year plan. What do you want? What's your best life look like? And you don't even know what your best life look like. Maybe you have an idea, but there are so many things coming at you at this time where you're confused. Because, you know, up until now, you've had your life scheduled for you. And everyone perceives that you're confident. But even though you're confident in quote-unquote making success, again, how the fuck do you perceive confidence? Sometimes I'd like to know. But I hate the phrase fake it until you make it, because you're not really faking it. You're kind of like uncovering pieces of you, and embody it until you make it. Well, if you don't know what confidence is to you, or you're not feeling confident, it's hard for you to embody something. And what I tell a lot of people to do, and a lot of my clients, you know, take the top five people you admire. It doesn't matter. You don't even have to know them personally. And under each person, write down the qualities you like about them. Write down why you think they're confident. What makes them confident to you? And then you have a list. And there's going to be a through line on this list of these individuals you look up to, you admire, you believe that are confident or are an example of confidence for you. So you find this through line. And shocker, you can't recognize something in someone else that's not already in you. So you already embody those things as these top five people would be. So you already embody these top five things. So for example, I very much enjoy Rachel Hollis, and I love how she is so playful and open, how honest and transparent she is, and she does it with confidence. She talks about hard stuff, and she does a lot of great things, but she brings people along with her as well and talks about the stuff that is going on in her life. She's come under fire because of various things. Go ahead and you can go to her Instagram and look it up. But she's still been transparent. She's still brought people along for the ride, and she teaches what she learns along the way. That is confidence to me, being open, vulnerable about things and where you're at and taking people along. And then this getting confidential, Lauren Everett Bostick, I love her because she just gives no fucks. She's just like, I am who I am. We're going to talk about whatever. If you don't like it, okay, bye. You can unsubscribe, unfollow, peace out, home slice. You're not my people. And that's what I like about her. And so you can see the similarities. They're both transparent. They are who they are. One, they're vulnerable in their own way. And they're kind of like, I'm here. Take me or leave me. I'm changing. You're changing. We're all changing. Let's learn together. So you can do that. So then you can start looking at these characteristics and you can already instill, like put them in your mirror, someplace you look every day to remind you what you are and how confident and amazing you are. So you can confidently go into your day and do those things. But there's also another exercise I teach, and it is asking yourself what your future self would do, what your higher self would do if you create like an alter identity like Beyonce does, Sasha Fierce, what would create an alternative identity like Sasha Fierce, like Beyonce does. And it's really easy when you're in this time, you don't know what the right step is for you next. You don't know what direction you're wanting to go. You can always ask, what would my higher self do in this moment? What would my future self do in this moment? If you have a identity like Beyonce does, what would Sasha Fierce do in this moment? I'm currently building up my own identity of the person that I'm working myself up to be, the person I am becoming and will be embodying. So it's easier for me to ask, well, what would so-and-so do? Well, I already know what so-and-so would do. She would just go get it done, have those hard conversations, have fun, be playful, work on relationships. That was one avatar I did. And now I'm working on another. And you can build out that avatar so you can have an idea of who she is. But if you're not quite to that stage yet or don't feel like you have that time, you can just simply ask yourself, what would my higher self do? What would my future self do? What would my confident self do? And you just ask that question and then you go do it. Don't question it. Just do the next best step. And then be, what would my confident self do? There you go. So you can ask yourself what your confident self would do. You can also write down the five people you admire, why you believe they're confident, and what about them you love. So it shows you the qualities you see in other people that are actually inside you. Yep, that's the kicker there. It's actually inside you, but you don't believe it is. But how can you see something in someone else if you don't already have yourself? How would you know? You don't have that awareness unless you have that awareness within. But I digress. And so this is just the easiest, quick and easy thing I teach people and my clients and speak about is building up that confidence, being confident in who you are, standing around, valuing yourself and not seeking validation out from others to say you're confident in who you are. It's just, you'll be like a tree, you'll stand your ground, and whatever people come at you, your branches will wave, but the core of your being will be the same, and you won't waver. I think this is what people in their 60s talk about when they're just like, I don't give a crap, or in their 40s. I'm working towards entering my 30s and end capping my 20s, and I can even tell, I'm like, oh, well, I don't know if I would do my 20s ever again. Because of all the stuff that has happened, but it's built into that confidence. I can already know that my 30s are going to be more confident than my 20s were, and I'm okay with that. But maybe that's what people do. They do the work and decide they stop caring about other people's opinions as much. That is harder done, easier said. I said that backward, like Yoda style. But anyways, if you're struggling with your confidence in this no man's land of figuring out who you are, going through your what the fuck who I am crisis, the easiest, quickest thing to shift out before you take the time to create that alter ego or that avatar for the woman you're stepping into, because it's a longer convoluted process, and I'll do another podcast about it, but you can always ask, what would my confident self do? And then that takes the pressure off of you in this moment. So if Lo is freaking out, because Lo can freak out and go down the rabbit hole of things, if I ask myself, what would Rebel Grace do? Because that's my alter ego. What would she do? Then it's putting the decision on Rebel Grace and taking it off me, which makes it easier. So when Rebel Grace makes that decision, I can go confidently and do it, because Rebel Grace made it, not Lo, because Lo's freaking the F out here. And that's like Sasha Fierce. So how Beyonce steps on stage into Sasha Fierce. She has created that alter ego. She has created that identity for her to step into. So when she steps into the stage, she doesn't need to know what Beyonce would do. She needs to know what Sasha Fierce would do. And since Sasha Fierce is making the decisions, Beyonce can just be along for the ride and have fun and not freak out. And then another exercise, you can just, five people, you view as confident and find out why you view them as confident. It's a little longer than just asking yourself what your confident self would do, but it's also the beginning stages for you to create an alter ego like I do Rebel Grace and like Beyonce does for Sasha Fierce. And yes, you can have alter egos for many different areas of your life to step into. And like I said, I'll do that on another podcast. And with that, let us begin and have some fun. Talk to you soon, guys. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Built Brave. If you love this episode, heck, if you like this episode, please head on over, give it a rate, review, subscribe, like, shout it out on your social media with your major takeaways and what you loved about the episode. And as always, tag me in that at Lo Wentworth because I love hearing what you guys got out of the episodes. And until next time, remember, you've always been brave.